الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. You all welcome to Nur al-Huda podcast. It's been a long time since I've posted an episode here because of a lot of preoccupation, I'm sorry to say, but it's been really a tough one for me. But alhamdulillah, I'm here with another mind-blowing episode, The Awliya of Allah. Stay tuned. If you have any contributions, any suggestions, you can send them via our email at nurulhudapodcast2@gmail.com. Thank you. Naam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I've explained earlier, our topic for today is going to be on the awliya of Allah. We have had a lot of encounters with people who call themselves wali. They call themselves friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is very, very important for us to note that you cannot be the friend of Allah unless you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless you have the fear of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only accept from those who have taqwa. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it known to us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 27, Chapter 5 of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّكِينَ. Indeed, we will only accept from those who have taqwa. So you cannot be a friend of Allah if you are a person that commits immoral actions, person that does shirk, associate partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are such a person, you cannot be the friend of Allah. Unfortunately, today, you know, societies, we have this thing common amongst people that have a very, very wrong ideology, wrong creed. They have this term they give to people. Okay, because of this person has is eloquent, or this person has the ability to sing some of their tribal songs in a way that actually gives people joy, so they have to term that kind of person an awliya. So we should know that an awliya, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is somebody who has taqwa, who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in him. So, O you who are guarded upon taqwa, glad tidings, O slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should know that you are among the friends of Allah in this dunya. We should know this and have this at the back of our minds. And being friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that will be the best for you in this world. Because if you are friends with shaytan, shaytan will always lead you astray, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in Surah Al-Yasin, أَلَمْ أَهَدَ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, shaytan is a clear enemy. Indeed, shaytan is an open enemy. We should be mindful, because shaytan, the moment you become the friend of something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that thing is shaytan. And when you are friend to shaytan, you are bound to go astray. May Allah save us from astray. Ameen. Now, what is the evidence that shows that you are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the evidence that you can be the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As Allah has said in the Quran, chapter 10, Surah Al-Yunus, verse 62, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That verily, those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la khawfun alayhim, they will have no fear in them, they will fear not, wala hum yahzanun, and what they will grieve not, because they know that whatever they will make them grieve is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as such, they rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they are faced with calamity, when they are faced with cataclysms, afflictions, they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are in a state of challenge, they are firm and they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much. Just like as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Al-Anfal, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَكِيتُمْ فِيَعَةً فَاثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That all you who believe, all you who have iman, those who have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا لَكِيتُمْ فِيَعَةً, when you are faced with a challenge, when you are faced with fear, when you are faced with something, fi'atan fathbutu, you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fathbutu wadhkur Allah kathira, you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. So those who are friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without being told, you already know that there are people who, when they are faced with calamities, when they are faced with afflictions, when they are challenged by something, when they feel that they have been overtook by something, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how you can be the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued in the following verse, Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattakun. These are people who believe in Allah and they have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the iman, then the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us taqwa. Now Ibn Kathir says about the ayah I just recited, that those who have fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they believe in Him, they have the fear of Allah, they also believe in Him, these people, they are the pious people and they are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. So if you want to be the friend of Allah, then you have to have the fear of Allah and you have to believe in Him for you to be His friend in this dunya. So as such, regarding the first ayah, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah also gave a narration regarding this first ayah where I talk about إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. That Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, said, if I become certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts one prayer from me, if I become very, very certain that Allah has accepted a prayer, a salah I made, it is better for me than this world and whatever is in this world. Subhanallah. If as a Muslim, what pleases you, what is very, very much loving to you, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your acts of worship, then this is a sign of taqwa. This is a sign that you are among those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want to attain His pleasure by pleasing Him. As such, this kind of mindset gives us the evidence that such a person has the fear of Allah and such a person is an awliya of Allah. The sahabas, despite the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah is pleased with them and they are also pleased with Allah. In Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 100, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listed them, that the forerunners, the foremost, the frontiers, مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ, among those who have migrated from Makkah to Medina, وَالْأَنصَارِ, and those who received them, those who accepted them when they went to Makkah, when they went to Medina, these people والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. The third category are those who would follow them in their acts of what righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now said, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. We are not in the first category, neither are we in the second category, nor are we in the third category, but yet we are in the what? The fourth category. Those who would follow the what? The righteous sahabas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those who are upon the manhaj of the salaf. The salaf, the righteous predecessors of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. He is pleased with them, and what they are also pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing that will interest you the most is the fact that the sahabas were scared whether Allah would accept their ibadah. They were really scared. And as such, it made them, it propelled them to do more acts of righteousness. It made them to be more sincere in whatever they are doing. And as such, because of this, they are very, 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 very what? They are very, very conscious of Allah wherever they are. And we know that the hadith of Allah subhanahu, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we should be conscious of Allah. Taqillaha aynama kunta, taqillaha haythuma kunta. Wherever you are, you should be what? Careful. You should be fear. You should have the fear of Allah in you wherever you are. So this the sahabas had during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, this made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with them, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, and they are also pleased with Allah. So this is the mindset and the attitudes of the sahabas towards Allah. We must strive to be like them. We must strive to be like those who have taqwa, so that our deeds may be accepted by Allah. Because even the sahabas, the 10 sahabas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that were promised Jannah, they were promised Jannah by Allah. And we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not fail in his promise. Inna Allah la yuhlifu al-mi'ad. Allah does not fail in his promise. But still, the sahabas, they never relented. Because of the promise of Allah, they would have said, okay, because of Allah's promise, then we cannot do anything we want. But because of the act of gratitude in them, they have this grateful heart. They are grateful to Allah, and it didn't make them relented. They didn't relent. They didn't relent in worshiping Allah. Neither they became more steadfast in their worship. They become more viable, they become more strong in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is for us to know that when we do any act of worship and we are sincere, we also not just become sincere, we also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it. Because we have seen cases where the sahabas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they do an act of worship like the Ramadan that we have concluded a few weeks back. When the sahabas, when they conclude the month of Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan, they continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah accepts their prayers, their salat, their dua, their tilawah, and everything. And even outside the month of Ramadan, they continue to pray to Allah, that Allah accept their Ramadan, accept all the acts of worship. Because if Allah doesn't accept it, you can't hold him responsible. So that is, after doing any act of worship, it is recommended that we ask Allah to what? Accept it from us. Just like Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam, when they laid the foundation of the Kaaba, they prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh, our Lord, accept this from us. Accept this from us. We all know who Ibrahim alayhi salam was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he knew Allah would accept it, he still prayed, but Allah accept it from them. So why do we continually expect that Allah accept our deeds when we are still having deficiencies in matters relating to the deen? We have deficiencies as Muslims. In this kind of environment we find ourselves, where we practice religion, there are a lot of deficiencies. There are a lot of lapses. And as such, these lapses, we have to continue to seek the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. And we have to continue to ask Him to accept our deeds. Whatever acts of worship you do, continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from you. That is the only way for you to be successful. This is what the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have had when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him suratul fath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna fatahna laka fatha mubina liyaghfira laka Allah ma taqaddama min zambika wa ma ta'akhkhar. That all the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have promised you forgive all your sins. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also did not relent. And it was reported by Aisha radiallahu anha that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to stand in prayers in the night. He used to stand in prayers in the night to the extent where Aisha radiallahu anha would say, O Prophet of Allah, why are you stressing yourself? Why are you stressing you that Allah has already forgiven all your sins? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you hear the magical response, the inspiring response he gave. Afala akuna abdan shakura. Shouldn't I be the servant of Allah who is thankful to Allah? So you can see, this is how we also should be. We don't even have any hope. We don't even have any hope like the Sahabas have, like the Prophet of Allah have. But yet we still have these deficiencies in us, and yet somebody will come out and say he's a wali, he's an awliya of Allah. How can you be an awliya when you have deficiencies all over matters that you do, that you think they are for the sake of Allah? You have deficiencies all over them, then you can't be awliya of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. We have no guarantee. We should know this. We have no promises. We have no covenants. So we have to walk the talk. We have to walk very, very well. We have been hearing nasiha, going to halqa, going to tafsir, and what have you. It is high time we walk the talk. Walking the talking. We should not just listen to them and just do away with them. We should continue to listen to them and work with them. That is how to be better Muslims. We have been hearing these nasihas, admonitions for years. It is not something new. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. We should continue to remind ourselves about matters of the deen. For indeed, the reminder benefits the believers, those who have taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who attain taqwa. And may Allah accept all our acts of ibadah. Inshallah, stop here. If there is any contributions I've said at the beginning, introduction, if there's any contribution, you should make sure you send them to my Gmail account, nurulhudapodcast2@gmail.com. It will be highly appreciated. If there's any correction, observation, suggestion, it will do a whole lot of good to me. Thank you very much for listening, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.